Israel has authorized the construction of 3,000 more settlements in occupied East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and the West Bank, and is further speeding up the processing of 1,000 new planning permissions.
The Israeli occupation has a settlement project. The main project for the Israeli occupation is to steal the land. There was an Israeli order 2 days ago to build 3,000 new settlement units in Jerusalem. If they build the units, this means all of the south of the West Bank will be isolated. The Israelis want to turn Palestinian land into Bankistans.
The decision came one day after a vote at the UN General Assembly, where they upgraded Palestinian status at the UN to that of non-member observer state.
Well, we expect the international community and all important players, including, of course, countries like France and the UK, to take the necessary steps to protect the agenda and the formula for peace.
It was reported that France and the United Kingdom will summon the Israeli ambassadors if the settlement construction plan continues.
Israel's actions against the Palestinian National Authority, against the two-state formula, are also actions directed against the international agenda, the international consensus on the requirements of peace.
Alongside the new settlement construction, Israeli authorities officially stated that they do not recognize the Palestinian state and will continue their settlement expansion policy.
Although Israel are now threatening new punitive measures against the Palestinian Authority, which will include withdrawing taxes and settlement expansion, they are becoming increasingly more isolated in the international community. And reports this morning now suggest that both Britain and France may be summoning their Israeli ambassadors. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.